downtown Fairhope now. At 8:22, you're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Henry Tamburin from the Knights of Columbus Council 2737 in Daphne. Welcome back, Henry.
Well, thank you for having me. You can see I'm really excited this time of the year because of our team trivia fundraiser.
I'm excited for it to come back. Was I on a team that was the last one before COVID? Is that correct?
Yes, and you came very close.
I think we came in second, didn't we? I can't remember, yes. But it was fun, a very fun night. Tell those about it that don't know.
Well, this team trivia was actually a brainstorm of an individual who approached us almost 10 years ago with this idea of sponsoring a trivia game. And we didn't realize what is involved and how organized you must be in order to do a trivia contest, if you wish, when you've got 200 people in a room and you've got over 40 teams. But we have been very fortunate that Miss Connie Kennedy, who's the individual that runs this for us, she does a tremendous job. You've been there. You've seen it. She's organized. She has everything down to a T. And she has, I've seen her three-ring binder where she has all the questions. It's about 3 inches thick. She researches. And what she does is, you know, the teams all sit down, and we have 7 rounds of 7 questions. And the questions can come from all different categories: sports, politics, current events. And you don't have to have a PhD from Harvard in order to enjoy this competition. And there's up to 6 on a team. So if you don't know the answer to a question, more than likely one of your teammates will. Well, she gives every team an answer sheet, and then she goes through 7 questions. And just the way she does it, she puts the questions on a large screen so everybody can see it. She has a timer. Everybody has the exact amount of time to answer it. And then at the end of the 7 questions, round one is over. She has these runners that collect the answer sheet. While they're correcting the or grading the first set of questions, she's on to the second round. And then she posts the scores. So during the 7 rounds, your team can see where you stand, no secrets. And at the end of the 49 questions, the 3 teams that have the most correct answers win the cash prize. And first place is $600 in cash, second is $300, and third is $150. But what I liked, and we implemented several years ago, besides the cash prize, each of the 3 winning teams get to select a local charity, and we have a list of 15 that we will donate some of the net revenue from this event to those charities. And we have donated a lot of money because this is our 8th team trivia that we've done. And it's been that popular, and we usually come very close to selling out.
I'm guessing most of the teams donate it back to a charity of their choice instead of walk away with
probably
the money.
And the other beauty is we have a local chef, Mr. Bob Capilotto, who's been at Mary Ann's Deli, I found out, for the last 17 years. He does a super job at that restaurant, and he does a super job preparing the dinner for our team trivia. And this time, he's going to prepare a barbecued pulled pork dinner with baked beans, homemade coleslaw, which is to die for, desserts. And, of course, for the adults, you can have all the beer and wine that you can handle responsibly. And we have a lot of soft drinks for the teens. Teens are allowed to come as long as they come with a parent. So it's really a sort of family event, and it's really a fun event.
I'm flashing back to the memories of that night, and I couldn't agree more. The dinner was exceptional. I'm thinking we did spaghetti the night.
We did lasagna.
Spaghetti, okay. And the trivia is so much fun. I think we had 5 people, so another lady who needed a team joined us.
Yes.
And between all of us, you're right. You don't have to have a PhD, but chances are, if one doesn't know it, somebody else does. So it's important to pick a well-rounded, versatile team.
Yes.
And
the other thing I like to emphasize is you don't have to have a team in order to come to this event. You can come yourself or with your spouse, and you just enter and tell the greeter you want to be on a team, and we will place you on a team.
Or like in our case, I'm trying to assemble a team again with some of the folks we had last time, and some can make it and some can't. So we're at three right now. And I'm like, hey, we can go anyway because y'all can put others on a team with us.
And surprisingly, a couple of years ago, one of these, I call it a random team, actually ended up winning first place prize.
How about that?
So you don't have to have, you know, a sports expert and a history expert and so on your team.
It's good to have them, though.
Well, it does. And we also have our 50-50 split the pot. And surprisingly, that is very popular. For example, 2 years ago, I believe we collected a little over 1,300. So one winner walked away with nearly $700 in cash. So that's also a fun thing that we do.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So tell me, Henry, what about the proceeds? You were mentioning we get to select charities. So tell us about what the Knights of Columbus are and who you benefit, who you help.
Well, we're the largest fraternal Catholic-based organization, and you don't have to be a Catholic to come to Team Trivia. Let me say that up front. And what we do a lot of work with charities and with our parish, Christ the King. And we also sponsor these fundraisers to generate money, which we give back to the local charities. And we have a list of 15 that we're going to give all the teams. So during the evening, they can look through the list and they can select one of them in the event that they win. And they'll let us know. And then after the event is over and we look at all our revenue and expenses, and we give a big chunk of what we earn from that event back to the three organizations that
the top three.
And
if that's the top, a good way to do it. I like
yeah,
that.
And if the top winner picks, say, Charity X, the other two teams can also pick them. We're not going to say, you know, if you pick this one, the other teams can't. It's whatever they want to do.
Okay, let's hear the list.
Well, the choices are, for example, the Prodigy Pantry, the Women's Health Center, Mary's Shelter, Exceptional Foundation, the Lighthouse, the Ecumenical Ministries, the Shoulder and Spanish Fort, Baldwin County Special Olympics, and so on.
Sounds good.
So, you know, it's a diverse list, and the guys on the team and ladies can make their selection and let us know what it is.
This event is September 17th, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Right.
And you have a limited tickets due to the space at Christ the King Gym, which is a pretty big facility, but we can't wait till the last minute, or we shouldn't probably, to buy a ticket, right?
Yes. And buying tickets is real easy. You just need to call one of our knights that's handling the ticket sales. His name is Alan Cario, and his number is 251-689-7577.
689-7577. There's got to be another way to get tickets, too. That poor guy can't handle it all.
That's right. Another way is if you're in the area, downtown Daphne, you can go to the Christ the King Church office.
Okay.
And, of course, the other option is to just show up and get a ticket at the door if we have tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always call Alan and check with him. And you can also do a will call, pay for the ticket, and then pick it up at the door. We'll have the tickets at the door. A ticket costs $25 in advance, which, to be honest, I think that's a great deal. When basically you're getting, you know, a full dinner and all the desserts and all the beer and wine, plus
and
a great evening,
game, yeah.
A chance to win money, a chance to
really
help local
price.
Charities. Now, if you come late and you're at the door, we're going to charge you $30. So that's an incentive to purchase your ticket ahead of time.
There you go. So do you see, I mean, how large is the Knights of Columbus? I'm wondering.
Oh, it's like 1.7 million worldwide.
But locally here, you're Daphne Council 2737.
And, you know, we nationally, we do even work like the Ukrainians. We were one of the first organizations to get in there in Poland and help the people who were fleeing Ukraine, giving them food and basic necessities. Whenever there's a major storm, like in Kentucky, and there was devastation there, even organizations here, we shipped up, we actually trucked up food and other things up to that organization. And locally, we do a lot of work with the local organizations to help the needy. We're going to have a Tootsie. Remember the old Tootsie Roll Drive?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have one in 2 months right in front of the Daphne Walmart. And something as simple as that. We're going to be there, I think it's 8 hours, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. We did this, I think, last year or the year before. I mean, we collected over $1,000, which we gave to the Ecumenical, it was the Exceptional Foundation.
Okay.
And that's a great organization. So that's the kind of things we do.
It sounds really wonderful. For the Knights of Columbus Team Trivia Fundraiser, September 17th, Christ the King Gym, 6 p.m. for dinner. And what else would you like us to know, Henry?
Well, if anybody has any questions, they certainly can call Alan and he'll answer them. You know, I tell everybody, I can't guarantee that you're going to win money, but I can guarantee you're going to have a blast, you're going to have a lot of fun, you're going to have a great meal, and you're going to come back like most of the other people who've been to our previous team trivia. It's a fun evening. It can be a family event. You bring your teens. Or the other question, if you have teens and they want to form their own team trivia and have their parents sit elsewhere, and they usually do that because they want to show their parents how smart they really are, they're welcome to do that.
That's cute. And I can attest to everything you've said. Being there and doing that, it is a great evening and a lot of fun and for a worthy cause. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for having me, and I hope to see all your listeners at Team Trivia next weekend.
September 17th, that's Saturday night, not this weekend, but next. Henry Tamburin with the Knights of Columbus Council in Daphne. That phone number again, 689-7577. 689-7577, or call Christ the King Catholic Church in Daphne to get your tickets, as the event is in the Christ the King Gym. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to tell a friend about this, or you missed part of this interview, you can listen to it later in its entirety at WABF1480.com.